irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, I believe. Yes, it just disappeared. It was in front of my eyes a moment ago.
So happy it is November 29th. That's right.
Yes, almost the end of November. In fact, get your rent checks ready because in a couple of days, the bills are due.
Wah, wah. It's true.
Well, somebody's got to remind us, right?
That's true. Very true.
Someone's got to remind us. But, you know, at least today, you know, with bills and everything, I don't know how you do it, but for the most part, I do like automatic things. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we used to send checks and stuff.
You remember checks?
Yeah. That was a pain in the ass, you know? I mean, you have to put a stamp and mail it and make sure you write the bills on time.
Ridiculous.
And that you remember.
I mean, I don't think anyone now knows how to balance their checkbook or knows what that means.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or even can do five plus five.
Yeah, that is hard.
Right?
10, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, is that even my generation, we grew up with calculators, but those actually arrived right when I was probably like in my tweens or something. So we already had the chance to learn math the hard way.
Yeah, like NASA went to the moon without calculators.
Really?
In 69, it was before, and they were using like old school abacus shit.
Whoa.
So it just know that they went to the moon without calculators.
Whoa.
So good. You know, now, you know, you can believe in yourself.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and but today, I guess we don't waste our time with that kind of stuff because it's a world that's so fast.
I got to ask Siri and move on. That's right.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. Who's got the time to figure out 9 times 7?
I can't even figure out where the calculator is on my phone. I just go, Siri. WTF.
I know. But yeah, Siri's become indispensable.
Oh, God.
You know, rather than go into the browser and start searching for things.
And she'll only get better. Like, right now, she still kind of sucks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She does.
If I'm like, call mom, she's like, Carol is not in your phone book. And I'm like, her name's Judy. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, in my car, I have the address book, and it says parents, right? Parents.
Yeah, parents.
You want to call parents.
Yeah, right.
Sure, I'll call parents. So when you talk to the car, you have to talk the same way.
You have to say, call parents. You sound like a crazy person.
Right.
Yeah. That happens. Tori Schulman. I think it says that. Call really? Tori Schulman. I'm like, wow, all right.
That's funny. But, yeah, I was thinking, Melissa posted a picture yesterday and misspelled your name.
Oh, that's lovely.
With an I.
Awesome.
But many people do that, you know?
They sure do. Tori with an I is more, I think, because of Tori spelling.
Right.
Is the, or Tori Amos as well. Very well-known Tori's with an I.
Right.
But there is no Tori with a Y, except for Tori Burch, the designer. Mm. You might not know her. Women know her. And Tori Schulman's coming up.
Yeah, there you go, you know? And for all I know, Tories are like a party in the parliament.
Totally. Yeah, right. Then there's the British term. That's right. Tory.
Right.
That's right.
So, so I wonder what if people go by the name Tory there, you know, but maybe. But you're Victoria, right?
I'm a full Victoria.
So is there is there another name that Tory is short for?
No, not
right?
That I know
it's just
of.
For Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria. Some people you go with Vicky, with Victoria.
Right.
My mom didn't. Vicky, you know, lovely name. She felt I was more a Tory.
You are more
Tory.
Yes,
thank you.
Than Vicky.
I think so too. And with the, she didn't want the I because in her, she was Judy and they always, with a Y, and they'd always put people with the I with the heart on top.
Right.
She thought it was real cheesy, so she wanted the Y.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
And besides, it's nice to have a unique name, you know?
It really is.
You know, then people don't have to go far looking for you.
Come
I mean,
on,
if you
right?
want to be found.
No, I don't want. I mean, it's hard to have, I think, Jennifer and Jessica. That's hard, man. That's
right.
There's 20 other people like you born that year.
Exactly. You know,
my sister's Katie. Everyone is Katie. Yeah.
That's
a lot of
true,
Katie.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're Katie Jones, forget about that, you know?
Dan Smith,
nobody's
what are you going to do?
Find you.
You're out.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's good to be found or not. I guess it depends what you're trying to do with your life.
Right.
You know? We're like celebrities in the spotlight, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, M-list celebrities, but nevertheless, we're the public eye.
Totally.
So there you go, you know?
Our list.
Our words are being recorded forever.
And ever.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so yeah, Tori, folks, it's T-O-R-Y.
Thank you, guys. And S-H. A lot of people put the C, S-H for Shulman. Mm-hmm. You think S-C-H.
Right.
But it's just S-H.
It's just S-H, guys. Don't make it too complicated. It's very simple.
So funny.
But isn't it funny that in the English language, there's no letter for the sound sh? So we have to do S-H, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Or for ch, we do C-H.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
No and, like specific letter. That's right.
Right, or T-H and all those, yeah. You know, combinations of letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually T-Z, like ts.
Like the stars.
So all these have letters like in Hebrew, for example, you know, but not in English. So it shows you those are words that came in probably later into the language.
The Aramaic language versus the Romantic languages. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then American.
Exactly. And American English is borrowed a lot from other languages, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a known thing, you know. So it probably came from who knows where, you know. And then they had to make sounds and they didn't have the letters for them. So they just put letters together.
Yeah.
But I love languages and grammar, you know. It's very interesting. And I think it helps you understand other cultures as well.
Absolutely.
Right? When you understand how the languages work.
And how the language is even spoken. I mean, when you do Italian and it's like, abbiamo bisogno di mangiare, which is like a lot of da-da-da-da-da-da-da in the front.
Yeah.
But then French is like, est-ce que je peux aller la toilette? You know, like all in the back.
In the back.
And I think it says something about the culture, man. Mm-hmm. Italians are right on the tip of their tongues and French are like, hey, what up?
I know, that's true. But I still think English is the best, is the most awesome language when you're not an English speaker, you know. And
it's sort of a universal.
Yeah, because, you know, I think we got that from the music, from the movies.
Totally. Pop culture.
Like that. Yeah, pop culture, you know, and that's what we grew up with. And everybody wanted to come to America and stuff, you know. It was amazing.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Mickey Mouse. Michael Jackson. I mean, that whole Coca-Cola.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Levi's. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, those were all
Marlboro
crazes.
Yeah.
Yeah, overseas.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
I know. But the nice thing about growing up in Israel was that we got culture from all over the world, from Europe and from the United States.
Yeah,
you
guys
know?
Were the cosmopolitan, I mean, still are, very, very
it's
mixed.
Because of the location
yeah,
also,
it's in
you
the middle
know?
Of everything.
I'm sure if we were here instead of Cuba or something, that would be the case. But there's a lot of European influence
very
there.
Very much so.
You know, so music and food and that. So, yeah, it's a Mediterranean place, you know. But I wanted to bring up the fires that are going on in Tennessee.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Not good.
Gatlinburg, right? That's the name of the place?
Yeah.
Gatlinburg?
I didn't know it was Gatlinburg or Gatlinburg. Yeah, but
I know. I don't know either.
Major fires going on.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of it has been destroyed there, you know, but they're saying that it's not as bad as the, they'll be able to rebuild and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, but more than 250 structures were lost.
When it goes, it goes. That's so scary. There was also a Brazilian plane crash. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there were 75 people killed on board. And it was this very cool Brazilian soccer team that had just made it to the highest level they'd ever made it. And they were going to head to Medellin. They were playing Medellin and they crashed.
That's Medellin, I think.
Yeah, Medellin.
Right?
I never know how to say that. Medellin.
Medellin, yeah.
They were playing the Medellin team. And they crashed and they crashed. Basically right as they were going to land. It was terrible and they've lost all these people. So
75 people.
Yeah. So soccer, they put a day, 3 days of mourning. They canceled all the soccer matches.
Wow.
So yeah. So big loss in the soccer world.
Right.
Very scary.
And definitely great news for people that are afraid to fly.
Yeah. Not easy to see.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Are you afraid to fly?
I have become afraid to fly.
Oh yeah. We talked about
yeah,
that.
But
yeah.
But we talked about the edible I did, right?
Yeah.
On the plane
always
that I freaked
scary.
Out and stuff. I'm not doing that one anymore.
No, edibles are, that's heavy duty, man,
yeah.
On a plane.
An edible you gotta do when you gotta do in a familiar.
Super grounded. You gotta be grounded.
Yes, you gotta be somewhere familiar.
Yeah, you can't be in like a tube of strangers in the air. Not a good idea.
Yeah, because if you have fears anyway, it's probably gonna like magnify
them.
Oh,
it probably will.
That's what happened to me. I mean, so thankfully it was only 1 hour flight, so I got through it somehow. But no, in my later age, I have become afraid of planes. But you know what somebody told me? That they talked to a pilot or something. And this is sort of like eased my fears because he says, look, planes are made to be in the sky. They're not made to be on the ground.
No.
So when you think about that, you're going, okay, so the likelihood of it falling is less than it staying in the air,
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, look how many millions of people are flying all the time.
Yeah, like the percentages are very, very low.
Very low, right?
Like you're much more likely to get in a huge car accident on the way to the airport than when you're in the air.
That's true.
But it does not, it's foreign to some people to be humans in the air, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, and you figure it's going to be a slow death probably.
Oh, God. You know. Just seems so scary.
I know. But you got to get it out of your mind if you want to travel. I mean, the worst thing to do is to be afraid to fly and then you can't really see places.
Right. That's absolutely right. Yeah. You know. I mean, flight aviation safety has never been safer. I mean, I know that's true. That after this horrible accident, but it really is very low percentage in any kind of thing. So you're more likely to, you know, really get hit by lightning than sometimes be in an aircraft.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, at any time over the U.S., there's about 6,000 planes.
Yeah.
You know, so
like
that,
at once. Right.
So that's a lot. You know, I mean, we don't hear of planes falling out of the sky,
no,
you know.
Let's keep hoping we don't.
Yeah. You know, so and it's not the end of the world. I think it's just the fear when something happens on the plane like turbulence and things like that, you know, and you start going, oh my God, you know.
I once talked to a pilot about turbulence and he said, there's no way turbulence can ever cause you to crash. And that really eased my fear. He's like, it's very scary to feel, but there's no ever case that turbulence, specifically just like air turbulence, has ever caused a crash.
So the plane can,
it can withstand balanced. It. Yeah. It feels scary, but it's not going to actually cause any problems.
Right.
So that, it helped like 20%.
That helps
but
a little,
but still,
yeah.
When that plane goes in, your stomach goes,
I know. Oh, and sometimes there are injuries if the turbulence is bad.
Oh yeah,
you
know? No, for sure.
People are hitting the ceiling and everything.
Yeah, no, really. Those flight attendants are going every which way. Right. I know. They should have them cabled in.
I know. Sometimes I wonder about those flight attendants. I mean, I remember a time when it was very glamorous to be a flight attendant. But today they're just like, to me, they're mere waitresses, you know, they just serve you.
I mean, I think it's great for them because they get to travel for free.
They do. But
I can imagine being one.
Exactly. Like in a metal tube for most of their lives.
And
you're
never sure what time it is because your jet lag's all over the place.
That's true.
I can't even imagine. And I don't think people are the nicest when they're on the airplane. Yeah, you're not at your best. You know, it's not like Sunday at church. Then people are like, give me a vodka.
Yeah, especially those long flights.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the bathroom, you're sitting right there.
Yeah.
Right there, that bathroom. Really, inches away.
Or if you're in the bathroom, you're shitting by people that are out there.
And she's just sitting in that shitty little seat that pulls
out
of the wall.
Yeah,
oh my God.
The attendants, the flight attendants.
You know what? Bless them.
I know, right?
Bless them.
But there's somebody for every profession out there, you know? Bless also people that are caregivers. I mean, you know, if we talk about people.
Nurses.
It's like, I mean, who else would do this kind of work,
God.
You know?
Nurses, you give everything to a nurse. As soon as you're sick, you realize nurses.
Right.
Oh, my God. They run the world.
They really do,
gotta
right?
You've got to be nice to your nurse.
You got to be nice to your nurse, man. I know. And you know what, though? Many nurses, I mean, my mom's been to the hospital so many times. And most of them are really cool because they have to be good with people.
They have to be patient. I've always thought about going to nursing school. I'd be a great freaking nurse.
But you probably would be.
I think so. Like
Patch Adams type of thing.
I'm also very much a Patch Adams, I think. But I also like emergencies. Like I love the adrenaline.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and so I think I'd be like real calm and collected. I might make a good little nurse there.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't mind people's bodily fluids and all that stuff?
You know.
Doesn't that gross you?
Now when you say bodily fluids, I'm like, that's why I'm not a nurse. That's why I'm here.
Imagine.
You do, I think a lot of nursing is like cleaning up.
It is. Shit.
Yeah.
Cleaning up shit.
It is.
Of adults. It's not a baby.
No, they're older people.
Yeah.
So I think
about that a lot though when my parents are getting older, you know.
Yeah, that's hard.
I know.
And think
I
about
know.
Them, their dignity is gone. I
mean, it is, you know, putting difficult. The diaper on and shit, you know.
You really become just a baby again.
Right?
Yeah.
And but you're right, the dignity. And that's why I'm saying, you know what? I don't want to live that to that point, you know? And if I have Parkinson's, let me go quickly. I don't care. The reason I'm saying that, because it's in the family.
Sure.
And my dad's at a very advanced stage of it.
Wow.
So, but it's not up to us when we go.
No.
You know.
I mean, if there's in terminal illness and you feel it's your right. You know, I get that. But I just feel.
But, you know.
My mom always said that. If I'm just drooling and I'm not. I don't want to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what about the, we have assisted suicide now in California, right?
I think, yeah, like I know Wyoming, I think, or there's like one state that did, I think California.
California just approved it.
But in Europe, it's much more, you see it a lot more.
Right.
Like Sweden has had it for a long time. Finland, one of the most progressive, Norway, that whole like that area is very open to the assisted suicide. It's just a matter of, do you think you own your own life? I mean,
exactly.
It's just a question.
It
know?
Is. It's a spiritual.
Right. Does
I think
the
even
state
religious
want to make a
question.
Thing? Right. Or is it my decision?
Exactly. You know, because I mean, if there is God, if there is hell, if there's something, you're going to be paying a big price, you know?
Yeah, if you want to go and face whatever you believe, it's, you know, it's a difference. Right. Is the state going to decide or am I going to decide?
Right.
No matter what the consequence I believe in, it's still my decision.
Right.
So it's interesting. It's a really hard decision for some people to make. But I think more and more we're seeing people discuss it openly. Again, like we always talk about, now it's in pop culture and it's kind of scooting down to where people are openly talking about, you know, you see terminally ill women in Glamour magazine talking about their right to die and choosing. Well, and now it's all of a sudden much more discussed, right?
Right.
And now it's not so scary.
That's true, yeah.
Or not talked about.
I mean, I remember when it first started with Dr. Kevorkian.
I mean, he was like, dun, dun, dun.
Right. And the whole country was
scared
up in arms.
Oh, right.
And think about it. I mean,
the compassionate choice to some.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, but the immediate reaction is, this is suicide. You know, it can't be right.
It's right. And Americans have a thing against suicide. Is like puritanical no-no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't take a life, you know. I mean, your own life. And besides, it depends. You know, if you think of like, okay, if I didn't create life, maybe I don't have the right to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's part of the lesson. Maybe if that's part of the test. I don't know. You know, spiritually. I mean, you're spiritual, right?
Yeah. I mean, spiritual. Yeah. And in Buddhism, you are reincarnated. I don't know if I believe anything. I don't know what I believe about the afterlife. Mm-hmm. I hope it's like what I hope there's clouds and harps and like rainbows and unicorns, but I have no idea what I believe. I just don't know.
Yeah, I think this. Well, nobody really knows.
Nobody knows.
I mean, we skip,
so I just
speculate.
Don't know. I just don't know. Right.
Nobody ever came back from the dead.
You know, and so you never really know. But you know, I do believe it's your right to choose what you do with your life, and the state doesn't need to interfere. But I also understand, like by the religious point, how against that nature that is to people. I mean, that's just like you taking the role of God and to some people. And to me, it's more of I've decided my time on this earth is this body is ready to be done.
Right. Exactly.
So it's interesting.
I think it is a spiritual question. You know, it depends on whether you believe there's meaning to being here and reincarnation. I mean, in most religions, reincarnation is part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Including Judaism, and I think in Christianity too, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I know Buddhism, and I know, is Judaism?
Because I'll tell you why. If you believe in the soul, then I think by default you have to believe reincarnation, because the soul doesn't really go away.
Well, in Buddhism, you're reincarnated into like another.
Right, another. You just find
being.
Another body.
That's
and,
right.
And you continue
and
your
like,
journey.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what I learned in the Kabbalah too. So
wow. Yeah, I wonder how close Buddhism and Kabbalah is.
A lot of spirituality around
similar.
The world is very similar.
Yeah.
A lot of it. So
interesting.
Yeah, I know. But just notice how almost every culture in the world has found a religion of its own, you know. But I think people need that. They have the need for meaning of life. Why am I here? You
and
know?
A code of
Why
morals.
Why am I seeing all the suffering?
That's right. You know? How do I deal with the suffering? When you see a child that's sick, how do I go to this? And I think having a moral code, I think Judaism is a lot of morality and a way of living, just like Buddhism.
Yeah, guidance.
Guidance, exactly.
Yeah, and I think it's meant to keep cultures together, people together, societies
traditions
together.
To keep people together. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Otherwise, you know, if you start killing each other and raping and pillaging and all that stuff, what kind of a society are we going to have, you know?
Yeah, well, let's hope we've moved past that.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah. So, okay, so let's move on. So that was the plane crash in Colombia. Very tragic, man. Very tragic.
Very sad.
This is sort of funny because have you heard of Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, Azalea.
Azalea, is it? I'm sorry. Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like I never heard of her.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
I never heard
you're
of her.
You're so cute. That's
right?
Yeah.
And by your reaction and by the article I'm seeing, she's very popular.
Very, yeah.
But she's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I brought this up is because I guess she tweeted or thanked her plastic surgeon for her nose and her breasts. Hmm. So she did it publicly. Hmm. And I'm looking at the picture, and she looks like so innocent and stuff, you know, blonde hair.
Yes.
You know.
That's what's so intriguing about Iggy.
Right?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, wait a minute, she's a rapper? So then I went to YouTube, and I wanted to see what's going on. So for those of you who don't know Iggy Azalea, let's play a little clip, because, and I just listened to a couple seconds of it, but I'm curious to see what this sweet-looking girl.
Do you like it? Oh, she's hardcore, dude.
She's hardcore. Oh, I just saw a couple seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like, wow. So you have to listen to it first, then we can talk about it.
Turn me up, break the knob, right? I get dressed like it's prom night. I feed them lemons in the limelight. They say I'm full, lost my appetite. Hell no. Keep on pushing like a dilla. Hell no. Keep on shooting Reggie Miller. Hell no. Go on, give them all the finger. You gotta set the score right, call it Hans Zimmer. My time wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in that Mercy El Lago. About to go, hey, hey, turn it to the Congo.
Okay, so I like the music part, definitely, the singing part. The rapping part, I can't figure it out because, I don't know, do you know her background? I mean, is she like an Eminem type of person, childhood?
She was born in Sydney, she's Australian.
Oh, she is Australian.
She's Australian, and okay. She's like a painter and an artist, and she's a director and an actress. I mean, she's
really?
Very highly creative. The thing is, she just looks like Barbie. So it's confusing to a lot of people, especially my mom was like, who is this lovely lady? I'm like, oh, she's a badass.
Yeah. Or if you heard the song first and then you see her and you go, wow, she's the one singing
it. It's incongruent with what you're thinking. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Which is kind of rad.
It is. That's what's cool about it. That's definitely how you stand out.
Absolutely. Like, even Ariana Grande with that sweet little freaking ponytail. Take your hair out of the ponytail. Is it only up there? Can it never come down? Anyway, she has a badass little voice, dirty little girl. I mean, she's great. I mean,
yeah.
I don't listen a lot to her music, but she went on SNL and did this thing, or was it on Jimmy Fallon? And she did like impersonations, and man, she has a voice. But she's this tiny little thing, and she like blasts out like hip hop music. So it's always funny when it's little beautiful girls and they're like badasses.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
In fact, last night on our guitar show, there was a guitar player who was totally a badass.
I mean,
she was a woman, and she's played with many artists and stuff. And she was shredding here like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. Girls can do whatever
like,
you want.
God, man. So that was cool, you
girls.
Know. And I like that. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, there was a group that came out. Well, first of all, the group Heart came out, and it was two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Although the backing group were guys, but still, it was a sort of a girl band. And then the Runaways with Joan Jett.
Mm-hmm. Joan Jett really brought in the women in rock and roll.
Right.
I mean, I know there were others before her, but she really popularized like badassness.
She did. She still does.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She still sings. And everything.
I know, you know. And then you had the Go-Go's and the Bangles, and there were some, but as far as hard rock, you haven't had that many.
No, and you don't have bands. Like, you have rappers, but you often think of them, you don't see them as white, blonde Australians.
Right.
Like, you really don't. That's just not what you picture. So in that sense, I think she really stood out. But she's also just incredibly creative. Her videos are incredibly creative.
Yeah.
She's super open about her plastic surgery, always has been. You know, cool role model, to be honest. Just very open.
Yeah.
Smart, you know. She talked about how she waited in plastic surgery and made sure she was old enough. It's really emotional, but she wanted to, you know, she made the decision as an adult, and so it's interesting.
Yeah, that's true, right? And I mean, she looks great either way. I don't know.
She's
well,
always
I don't
been
know
pretty.
What she looked. Yeah, I don't know what she looked like.
She said she was sick of sewing padding into her costumes. But she's competing with like Katy Perry, and that woman has just beautiful breasts.
Really?
Katy Perry, beautiful.
So she has to have breasts too, huh? I guess
she doesn't have to, but she probably wants to.
Yeah, I mean, she feels that she wants to belong. I guess it makes a woman feel more like a woman when she has bigger breasts.
I don't know. know. I think some people love their little itty bitty titties.
And I, yeah, and I, you know, I mean, when you love titties, you like them at any size. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
The more, the merrier.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
And then the butt became big this year. I mean, not this year.
The butt is
very, very, very large now.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
And it's the in thing. Yeah. I mean, we were talking about butts a few times.
That's true.
Yeah, right. So, you know what? While we're here, there's a Ariana Grande song with Nicki Minaj.
I was thinking of Nicki when I thought of the butt.
Nicki Minaj.
That's who I thought of.
Oh,
the
that's
butt.
What you're thinking of.
That's
okay.
Exactly right.
So, well, later on, I'm going to take a listen and see, because you know what? Now I can see why you're a pop culture correspondent for TV, because you know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on in pop culture these days.
I think, but. Movies. Oh yeah, I guess TV. You don't watch TV and you don't.
I don't watch TV. Right. Yeah, it's just like I sort of like disconnected myself from it.
Sure.
And I focus into like more like books and mm-hmm. you know and things like that and more like current events,
sure,
history,
news. Yeah,
yeah, things like that. You know, but at the same time. I also, you know, like I constantly sample like new music, mm-hmm. and every now and then I'll find something. Mm-hmm. You know, like The Face, for example, mm-hmm. right? You know. No, not The Face. The Weeknd. The Weeknd, the
I
song.
Like,
the
I don't know The Face.
I know.
Like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I can't feel my face, okay?
Did you like that one?
I love that one, okay? But what I'm saying...
You know what's funny is I don't
what
get
I'm saying,
that song.
This is new music.
Yes.
And I managed to... You don't like that song?
I hate that song.
Really?
I don't... What the fuck? I can't feel my face when I'm... That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's... I mean, I don't even think it's
but
catchy.
But I don't pay attention to the words.
I know, but
the
I think it's like... I can't feel my face. I think it's so boring. But a lot of people fucking love that
right?
song. Oh, they love that
it's
song.
It's amazing, you know? So, and
is
then,
it?
You know, Maroon 5 I can connect with.
There you go.
You know?
Okay.
There's a lot of groups
pop
and stuff
pop,
I can...
Some pop bands.
Right, exactly.
Is it, who would you say is your favorite... Current artist. That you're like, when it's on the radio, you're down. You're jamming. It could be Springsteen still. I mean, is it like still that or is there a new...
You know, I have like a playlist that is like so diverse. I can't even begin to say who my favorite is. But I'm trying to think right now. To me, it's like currently I want to hear... Always something fresh, you know, mm-hmm. not something that I listen to all the time.
Oh, see, I always like to repeat things I've heard a million times.
Right.
Okay.
See, and I do, but after a while I get sick of them,
right,
you know,
right,
and I
sure.
move on. But I'm mainly really 70s, 80s kind of guy.
Right on.
And also 90s and stuff, you know. I mean, there's it's just that newer music. Look, it is aimed for a younger generation,
sure.
you know. I mean, like Katy Perry, you know. I mean, Ariana Grande, all these, they're targeted towards a young audience.
Right.
You know, and what does a 56-year-old know about what a 13-year-old
Well,
likes,
that's
you know?
Why it came in the beauty and beautiful intelligence of Miss Lady Gaga.
Right.
Because Gaga did all the young people stuff. She started really with her monsters, and everyone's scared of her. She's coming out of an egg. She looks terrifying.
Right.
She's got meat on her face.
Right.
And then what does she do? She pairs up with Tony Bennett.
Right.
And she wins over mothers everywhere. Every mom I know has that. It's all standards, holiday
and
standards.
And there was a transition in between
transition.
Those, right?
Well, she did it. It's an album called Duets that Tony Bennett did.
Right, right.
And he said never, other than Frank Sinatra and Amy Winehouse, Gaga was the best Fraser, the way she carries her voice. And no one knew she had a great voice.
Right.
I mean, we all knew. I knew because I was like obsessed with her. But then they showed to moms everywhere started to be like, now this Lady Gaga can sing.
Right.
And now,
yeah.
So she's got the older crowd and the younger crowd.
That's
so that's
true.
The smart.
And she's evolved also.
Oh,
she did away with all those like
crazy
things.
She did. She looks great. She's much more sort of fashion friendly, but also much more understandable, relatable. And I heard an interview with her on Howard Stern. And she was like, I started listening to myself. I'm like, who is that? She has a weird accent. Who's that got that weird accent?
Right.
So she just came back to her. She's from like Jersey. I mean, she really came back to her roots and wrote this new album, Joanne, about her aunt. It's so good. Kind of country. But Gaga did the right thing. But she gets the older crowd, the 50s, the 60s, the people who love the standards, and the younger crowd.
That's true.
There's no one that doesn't like Gaga.
That's true. That's true.
She's just got a great voice. She's doing the Super Bowl this year. She's doing the national anthem. I mean, she's great.
She's earned it.
Her voice is incredible, yeah. And she started in like coffee shops with like a keyboard. I mean, she's always been like, and she's a classic pianist, studied and trained.
You gotta believe in yourself. I know. I've heard she was on Howard Stern at least a couple times.
Oh yeah, he loves
right?
her. Yeah, yeah.
And she's a great interview too.
Yeah, super honest.
Yeah,
yeah. Class. I just think she's cool. A really cool artist.
What's her real name? Do you know?
Stephanie, and it's like Gaga Giacometto or something Italian.
Italian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they call her Gaga.
I see.
But I remember Oprah interviewed. I think it was Oprah, and she was like, "Do I call you Lady or like Gaga or like Miss Lady Gaga?"
Right. What do I
she
call
was like,
you?
"You can call me whatever you want." But yeah, that's someone that's really taken by her talent, has now proven herself, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I discovered her late, just like I do with all the new
stuff. My mom did too, like a lot of people did.
Because I remember my daughter was into it, and at the time I'm like,
I mean
she looks cool
but crazy,
but the music was electronic. Totally. You know, there was like the auto tune, the thing that changes your voice and everything. And
she was very much into electric pop, very right. European discotheque type of mood, and very
which
like
is cool,
super
but
cool, but kind of like who's relating to that except a niche audience.
Exactly, when you go to the clubs and you dance and
exactly
stuff, you
know? And it was also for the gay culture. I mean, she really became a gay icon in those clubs. But then it's when she went to Tony Bennett. Who doesn't love Tony
right,
Bennett?
Right.
Moms everywhere.
Yeah, except me. I don't like it.
You know what's funny is we went to go see Tony Bennett in a concert in Vegas, front row.
Right.
We all four of us fell asleep.
Really?
Couldn't be a little bit.
I know.
Very
I know.
Low key.
Listen, it's for a previous generation. Sure. That's for our grandparents, not.
Yeah. I still like Bennett, but man, that was a slow concert. But him with Gaga, that is a great album. Great album.
Yeah. I love duets like that. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I love when they combine people.
Totally different.
You know who's done probably the most duets is Barry Gibb, I think.
Oh.
From the Bee Gees.
Oh.
And he's my favorite musician of all time.
Nice.
And he came out with a new album just recently, a couple months ago. But it sucks, okay?
Oh.
I mean, it really sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You don't
but,
like it.
No, I don't like it. But he's written, I mean, look, for like 50 years.
No, he's so prolific.
You know, and he's done albums with Barbara Streisand, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Celine Dion, all the who's who, you know. I mean, Diana Ross, what's her name?
Dionne Warwick. Oh, I thought he was going to say Dionne, yeah.
No, and, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people, and it's amazing his talent, you know. I mean, his ability to write songs for himself and for other people, and of course, all the hits for the Bee Gees. And he's got a voice that's like, it's either like, really high, or, you know, like, powerful.
Right. What was with this album? It wasn't good?
Only one song. The rest is just like garbage, man.
Oh, no.
It's like
I'm
you feel
so
he's
sorry.
Just sitting there and just riffing and improvising.
It didn't
something.
Feel real polished.
No, no. It's not. Maybe it's polished, you know, production-wise, but the music just doesn't speak to me at all.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That sucks.
But
Dolly Parton's another duetter.
Yeah.
She does great duets.
That's true.
She did one with Nora... what is her name? Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
I know, Nora Jones.
Jones. Oh my God, that's the most normal name ever. Right. Yeah, she did a great duet with her, but she's and she writes music. She's great. Dolly. Still kicking.
Still kicking.
My friends just went to her concert.
Really?
Oh. Now
where,
those
Vegas?
Are some boobs. They were I think it was at the Bowl.
Oh,
Hollywood
okay.
Bowl. Parton's got some good boobs.
She does, right?
She's darling. What a great
but
person.
Do you think they're real?
See, at some point, someone was
very
like, "They're
big, right?"
But I think they're definitely fake. I mean, I think, but I think for she was born with. I think that was her thing, right? Dolly Parton and boobs, right?
And boobs.
Okay, that's what I thought. Man, she was a 9 to 5. I love that. She's so cute. Oh, I love her. Cannot be more of a Dolly Parton fan.
Really?
Ugh.
Yeah.
She's become
I like
a very
her.
Big icon too for the gay community and like. You know, it's just a cool. She's
yeah.
A cool,
she's likable.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very
and very
likeable.
Talented.
That's
she
true.
She wrote tons of famous songs.
No, absolutely. You know, I mean, she was so big in country music and everything during her...
she wrote I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
And, okay.
The Whitney Houston
one? Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's her?
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, this is where she's making the money. She
right?
You know how much money she made off that song?
Well,
she wrote and recorded that song, but of course, Whitney killed it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I like songs also that different artists do, you know,
yeah.
You hear the different versions.
Yeah, you should hear Dolly's is a little more country. It's like, and I will.
I'm sure.
It's not as bodyguard as Whitney Houston.
And, wow. I miss Whitney.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, isn't that something?
No? She was the voice of America.
She really was our voice. And she was so sweet, and it was a sweet voice, if you can describe
so
it.
So powerful
way.
And clear. I mean, it was a gospel sound. She started in the church.
That's how she started.
Yeah, with Dionne Warwick's her aunt.
Right.
And I saw this whole Oprah interview, and Oprah's like, you know, you're smoking and you were drinking. And she was like, you're our voice. You can't do that. You're our nation's voice.
Wow.
And she's like,
there's a responsibility that comes with that.
That's very much so. Right? And, you know, like, very much so. So, you know, Madonna's very, not that Madonna has a good voice, but she's meticulous about keeping it very strong. She allows no smoking. She has tea like every second. Like, she's a meticulous person. And so is Gaga.
Right.
She rehearses and warms up all the time. So, yeah, Whitney just... She had it, and
she had to throw it away with those drugs, man. They'll kill you every time.
And then her poor daughter in the same way, in the bathtub. Ugh. Her boyfriend was found civilly liable for it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
There's a whole story there. We don't know about that.
I know. That's scary. But that's the thing. Another thing is, don't give drugs to other people, man. God. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, and don't just stay away from the bathtub. Just stay away from drugs.
From drugs. I think hardcore, that's what it's about. Yeah. It's like eventually they die somehow.
It's an inevitable.
It is. Yeah. It is, because
if you're a hard abuser, if you abuse that, yeah. We miss our Whitney. And you know what I always think of her is the Super Bowl with the stupid national anthem.
Yeah.
Remember that?
She killed it.
I mean, she literally took it and like put it in the ground.
Right.
I listen to it still.
Yeah.
To wake up in the morning.
Really?
No joke.
Wow.
A little embarrassing that I'm saying this out loud.
That's very cool. I love the patriotism.
Yeah. Well, it's more about that, like the note she hits. And then, of course, you heard about Aretha Franklin this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
She did a 5-minute national anthem.
I did hear,
and it's supposed to be a minute 30.
Yeah, right?
So it just went
on. So she really dragged it on.
I mean, and in Vegas, there's bets on side bets on how long this national anthem goes on major football games. There's side bets on everything, right? So they always have a national anthem. No one has ever gone above like 5.
Wow.
So she went on and on and on. Well... She's the queen. She knows she's loud.
They probably showed like expressions in people's faces.
I mean,
right?
It was a very long one.
I mean, it's like, that's self-indulgence,
just
I think.
There a lot of,
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
But Whitney did it clean. She did it right.
Oof. Yeah, I know. That's overdoing it with Aretha.
Yeah, a little long.
But she's good, man. I mean, she's got a voice and some songs that... Yeah.
I saw her at the Kennedy Center Honors honoring Carole King, and she comes in all feeble, and then she throws off her fur wrap and starts banging on the piano and singing.
Really?
You make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, it was amazing.
Wow.
She still got it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, music, man. I love music. Love music. A couple things here that I wanted to bring up. Let me see what that was. Okay, so we talked about Iggy. Okay, so we know what that's going on. Did you hear that this woman opened an emergency exit on a plane and jumped out as it was taxiing?
Okay, going up in the air or taxiing?
No, it was taxiing to go.
She was landed. They landed. They taxied and she opens it?
I don't think they were landing. I think it was taking. No, it just landed. You're right. She jumped out of the plane as it was taxiing down a runway in Houston.
She didn't want to wait for the crowd.
I don't know what happened.
That's terrible.
But people are saying, I realized when the door popped open and a woman stepped out of it. But apparently no serious injuries to her.
Wow.
How do you jump off a plane and not sustain injuries?
Because the slide.
What slide? It
you open the emergency
exit. I think
it
was moving.
Yeah, but the slide still pops out anytime you open the emergency exit.
You think so?
It goes,
so?
Yeah.
But, okay, well, that's not what they're saying.
So she just fell out of the plane?
Yeah. She was treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
People on planes have got to chill out.
Yeah, what's going on?
Apparently some guy got up and, like, did you see the Delta thing? Some guy started screaming, Trump, Trump, go Trump, and started going, go, you all Hillary bitches, to everyone in the plane.
Really?
And then every passenger, they start filming it. It gets 2.4 million views on Facebook. And they're like, excuse me, can you please remove him from the plane? Delta keeps him in the plane. So this poor girl sitting next to him filming and being like, I'm so uncomfortable. Delta has given refunds to everybody on the plane and apologized.
Oh my God.
He was insane.
Wow.
Plane, you got to chill out on planes, people. It's a very tight space. You got to be respectful, man.
And almost invariably you get You come out of there feeling sick because you pick up all the germs from everybody else around you.
I know.
It's gross. I know. It really is gross.
Then they tell you not to drink the water because the ice is bad. Don't drink the soda. So I'm not touching anything. I'm not drinking anything. I'm like starving. And God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So there's a couple of other things here. I did want to talk about we started talking about the Whitney Houston thing and the drugs and all that. And I'm thinking, you know, how people are not, I don't think people are prepared for fame.
Yeah.
You know, and all that fame, I don't even think it's the money so much. Because I don't think it happens to rich people that are not famous
right.
as much as it happens to celebrities.
Right, the invasion of of all privacy is gone.
So then they're dragged, because you say, how can they have such a wonderful life and a successful career and a great history, and then suddenly they kill themselves literally with drugs,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
like Michael Jackson, even.
Yeah, you know, and everybody's acting out, you know, Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, and all the ones that have been acting out and into drugs. And, you know, what about the ones that died, like Jimi Hendrix? And, you know, the bottom line is, I don't think a person is prepared for that kind of attention.
Or is it good for them, that amount? I mean, even Elvis, I mean, and, you know,
right,
the
right.
Beatles only lasted like 6 years. I mean, really. And not to go back to Gaga, but she just did an interview about fame. And she said, it was fame that turned me into this like crazy, whacked out person.
Really?
That people didn't recognize. I didn't recognize. And she started sort of sobbing. And she's always been very open. But she was like, it just is the worst. You cannot be alone.
Yeah.
You can't be alone. And that must drive you insane.
It really does.
So
yeah.
You, I mean, you think you want to be people in this business who want the fame. It's such a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because, man, it comes with a lot of hang-ups.
Yeah, a lot of baggage.
Jeez,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know it must be an easy life, but rich and easy with yachts and all that. But imagine not being able to go down to your CVS.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Yeah, imagine not being
going
to CVS.
Oh, that'd be the best!
You can't even do it.
I don't ever want to go to CVS. I mean, and then they give you that fucking receipt that it goes on and on and on. Give me it on my card.
Oh boy, you've got something against CVS. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, man.
Switch stores there.
I know. I gotta get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kryptonite for
it
you.
It is. There's. It really is. I just. It's never a pleasant experience. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like waiting in the pharmacy. I'd rather like eat something bad or spicy or something then go there.
Right. Wow. Well, so I think the drug problem is happening a lot for celebrities, because you also don't know who your friends are. You know, who's with me because of who I am rather than what I am.
Yeah, I think it's you start to not trust anybody.
Right.
And I think, to be honest, I mean, I know this is going to sound tacky in some way, but like Kim Kardashian, who I've always thought of highly in terms of the Kardashian family, in terms of entrepreneurship, like making money, those people know what they're doing. Kris
right.
Jenner is a very smart woman. Every single one of their daughters has their own empire. However, Kim Kardashian, after the whole Paris attack and being bound and gagged, and they knew where she was because of her social media. They knew which jewelry to pick because she posted on Instagram.
Wow.
She said she's taking a step back, and she's not been on in a month or two, and I think that's when fame for her said she doesn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even at the top of the game, when she wanted nothing but more selfies and selfies, even she reached a limit of like, okay, well, and Chrissy Teigen wrote something saying, if you want your fans and you love Twitter and you want to get more and more, but then they would post your dead body if they found it just as much as they post to you.
Mm.
You know, so I think it's very dangerous these days.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Really.
You know what's funny? Some people will like announce that they're going on a trip or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
On social media. It's like, why would you do that and let people know that your house is empty?
Right.
You
because
know?
They have to take Instagram.
Right.
Right, exactly.
You know? And yeah, because and then check in into places. It's like, people are going to find where you hang out.
Yeah, especially if, you know, you're Kim, you know, if you
yeah.
have, and you're always followed. There's people know where you are at all times. And you post stuff about your rings and your, I mean, you got to be, she was like,
true.
I have to keep it to myself.
Yeah, it's like dangling like a carrot.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they were professionals. They followed and listened and prepared.
Yeah.
They knew. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, I think that's why Oprah's like finally gets to chill out with Stedman and not. I mean, she doesn't have much, you know, she runs a network, but she gets to sit down and not be on the show every time.
That's
and
true, right?
People, I mean, she can't
so
go
she's
anywhere.
She's just kicking back now. Huh?
She does run own, but she's in Montecito enjoying her garden. I mean, I follow on Instagram. She's doing farmer's kitchen and like cooking a lot.
Yeah,
and
enjoy your success.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, why work yourself to death, you know, for crying out loud?
Right. And I think she just needed to get
she's
away.
She's everything.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, and she became too iconic for, she couldn't even go anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Fame. Wow, she become big.
I love her.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
Everyone does. Oprah!
Oprah the queen.
I walked into a Soul Super Soul Sunday once, and I was walking and I was late, and she starts walking out on stage, and I'm walking towards her at the theater,
uh-huh.
and I literally like lost my shit.
Really?
I was like, it was like the Beatles. I was like,
right?
There she is.
You've seen God.
It was. It was crazy.
Wow. But she's inspired a lot of people.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
She's another one who's likable. You know, I mean, it's hard not to like Oprah.
Likable, relatable.
Yeah.
Goes through triumphs, defeats, but also like a good, just trying to spread more good in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good for her. She all. If you don't like her, you can still not say she has not tried to spread goodness.
No, and, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And the money she spent in Africa. I mean, she's just done a lot for people.
Yeah, not much bad things to say.
No.
Not much negative to say about Oprah Winfrey.
If you do, I'm going to come fight you.
Yeah, exactly. She loves her.
Me and Gail King, we're going to be there.
Yeah. I know, that's funny with Gail King. Are they still friends?
Oh, best friends.
Really?
And Gail's on CBS Morning, every morning with Charlie Rose.
Oh, okay.
She's a great reporter. She started as a reporter. They met in Baltimore when they were both reporters.
Oh.
There was a snowstorm. They got to, I know the whole story. So embarrassing. But yeah, they're still very best friends.
Wow. Very cool. Finally, this I think is interesting. They're talking about the art and science of naming drugs. So, you know, like drugs like medication and stuff. So they're saying that each prescription drug has actually three names.
Yeah, right? The generic, the brand.
And chemical.
And chemical, okay.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. So it has three names. Obviously, the chemical one is always the hardest to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then the generic is easier, and then brand is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example, you know, they're talking to you about like blockbuster names. Like, think of one of the most genius ingenious ones, I think, is Viagra. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I never thought about it. That's
right?
Interesting. I was thinking of Yaz, but Viagra is great. You're right.
What's Yaz?
Yaz is birth control, and it was supposed to be this like low, cool dose for girls that just like need to get out and party.
Uh-huh.
And Yaz sounds like yes, and like Yaz, and it's short and cute and peppy. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
But Viagra is really good.
Viagra is good.
That is good.
You're thinking of Niagara, and then of something vigorous too.
That's,
you know,
right. Okay, that's what I was thinking about.
Right.
Vigorous and Niagara.
Right.
This is Viagra.
Exactly, right?
Yes, that's hilarious. Cialis,
yeah.
I don't love Cialis.
Yeah.
That's the other Viagra drug.
Cialis, that's true, right?
But it's a little sleepy to me.
Cialis. Yeah, that's
a little
true.
Sleepy.
And it is marketed towards older
men. Yeah,
men.
The bathtub. Remember?
Right,
the getting
bathtub.
In the bathtub. Oh, yeah. Another good one is Lunesta. The butterfly one to get you to sleep.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that.
It's very like Lunesta, like the moon.
Right, lunar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, so, and then, but then the names are totally not familiar when you hear them as generic
right.
or chemical, you know.
Like Xanax, which is also kind of a cool, zippy name.
Uh-huh.
Its chemical name is like Azrapopalam or something. But Xanax is sort of cool.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of them, like actually Prozac.
Yeah, I was just
is
thinking.
Pretty cool, right?
Pro, you're thinking good.
Yeah.
Forward.
But those things don't mean anything,
no,
really.
They
know,
mean
those
nothing.
Names, yeah.
They mean nothing.
They're saying that some of them are just like, they just come up with a name, you know, and it sounds good.
Even like Advil means nothing.
Right.
Right.
Right, exactly. And Bayer and all those, you
right.
know, but they become brand names. And I'm trying to find the one here that was talking about the names of them, but I can't find anything because it's a big friggin' article. But, yeah, you know, so it's interesting how The doctors know all the chemical names for them.
Right.
And the generic.
But it's all marketing, isn't it? It's all branding.
It is.
Yeah.
So the doctor has to know all three. Think how many prescription drugs are out there. How do those doctors remember all this?
I hope they're remembering them all.
They are.
And they're not just getting paid.
I mean, they do. They do remember.
It's tough.
Yeah. Or at least maybe ones that are related to what they do. I don't know.
But like even Robitussin has become like the Tussin, you know, like, yeah. You know, like, was it Dave Chappelle, I think Chris Rock had a great thing about the Tussin. You break your bone, you put some Tussin on it. But, you know, it's a whole thing about Robitussin. And you're sick. You just got hit by a car. Put some Tussin on it. You'll be fine. So that became like a whole keyword in pop culture. Tussin.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But
yeah. Well, what's that?
No. I was just thinking the one I don't like is Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, that's
sounds
true.
It terrible.
Sounds like shit.
Sure does.
Alka-Seltzer. Well,
that's better than I'm having a seltzer. Alka. But Pepto-Bismol. It comes from Pepto-Bismuth, which is the chemical name.
Oh, is that
But they should have changed it from Bismol. It sounds just dismal.
Exactly. Yeah. Abysmal.
Yeah, right. Terrible name. Let's rename it Bubblegum Seltzer.
There you go. Well, definitely fun show today. I could go on for another hour or two, you know? Just
totally.
Like entertainment stuff. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Tori, thank you.
Anytime.
We're going to have guests the rest of the week.
Yay.
We're going to have Susan Olsen here on Thursday.
Whoa.
Who's Cindy from the Brady Bunch.
Cindy Brady.
And we're bringing her here, although these days she's feeling sort of somber because Florence Henderson died.
Yeah.
And she was like a second mom to her.
Of course.
You know, so we'll get a chance to talk to her and everything. That's going to be on Thursday. So make sure you're with us every day, folks. This is the place to be at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Word.
Word it is. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.